Welcome to The Greatest, a production of iHeartRadio. Hello, and welcome to The Greatest. I am Megan Gailey, and I am joined by my co-host and husband, CJ Toledano.
Wow. That may have been your best intro.
I do it like that all the time.
Not according to the notes of some of our fans. I am your co-host, CJ Toledano. We have a very special episode. Special in that it is sad and it is also our final episode.
CJ and I, we're breaking up.
No. Yeah. See, this is what happens when you start a podcast with your significant other. You know, the possible ending to it is a divorce.
No, we're not getting divorced. I didn't know we were going to tell everybody immediately. I thought we were going to make fun of the weekend's Super Bowl halftime show first.
Yeah, we can do that.
No, but we don't have to.
We can explain. Let's talk about sports real quick. What did you think about the Super Bowl?
We're not breaking up. We have taken an oath. Is that what you're... A vow. We've taken a vow. And we take it very seriously, but we did not take a vow to this podcast, if you catch my drift. Let's talk about sports.
We'll talk about sports, and then we'll, in the final minutes of this podcast, we'll talk about our greatest moments doing it, what we've enjoyed.
But this is why I wanted to plan beforehand.
No, it's fine. This is casual.
Oh, casual. Okay. So, wait, what was your question?
I just wanted to know, we just came off of a very big sports weekend.
Oh, and it was bad.
It was not the greatest.
This Super Bowl was very bad. Last year was good. The year before was very bad. So two out of the last 3 years have been real stinkers.
Yeah.
I also thought the halftime performance. I like his music. I like him. Those are bangers. It was not good. I do not think men can do it. I just don't. I don't think, or maybe they can't do it alone. And then everyone's going to be like, Prince, of course. Great. Would love to have him.
Bruno Mars.
He has passed.
Bruno Mars cannot do it again. Bruno Mars
has a band.
Of men.
Yes, but I think the times Bruno Mars has done it, he has also had cameos.
No, I see your argument for men shouldn't do it. I just think you
just have a friend stop by.
Yeah, have a friend stop by. Think of the general scope of the Super Bowl. Like, hey, you may not be for everybody, or you have, you know, sort of one vision, but like bring in other people. Like, J-Lo brought in Shakira, you know,
I do not think J-Lo brought in Shakira.
Oh, you think it was decided?
Yeah.
Outside?
NFL said we're having Shakira and J-Lo.
But so Shakira and J-Lo had each other, and then
that's
also
up
Bad Bunny.
Can I just, Shakira, bigger star than The Weeknd. J-Lo, bigger star than The Weeknd.
As of right now, I don't think Shakira is bigger than The Weeknd.
In the world?
Right now?
Bitch, where have you been?
Same place you have been.
That's
in our
right.
Home this
but
whole
I'm
time.
Saying, like, in the world, Shakira is very, very, okay. Very popular. South America, and she's Middle Eastern. So those are two geographic areas that do not have a lot of representation at the Super Bowl halftime show. She is a much more globally famous person. J-Lo is J-Lo. Mm-hmm. So we had two more famous people than the one less famous man.
Well, I don't know if it should be a famous contest.
Okay, well, they can also dance, and they have more hits.
We definitely agree on that. It's like, The Weeknd's hits are different. They're not like a captivating,
and I love
epic,
them.
Yeah,
I dance to them. I listen to them in the car. Mm-hmm. I sing along to them. I think he has great music. I just don't. If I was at a concert and that's what I saw, I would have been disappointed. I just didn't think it was that captivating.
The last song he did, Can't Feel My Face, or when it was like on the field, all those doubles, great visual. Like, if it was close to that for most of it, it would have been pretty good.
If that was what it was, and he was doing a cameo, like if he did a cameo of that and someone else was the main act, I would have been like, this is fun. But it was like, dog, you've been bombing the whole set. You can't.
I mean, you know what my criticism was? How did not one of those backup dancers face heal in time?
How did they not find one person whose face wasn't burned in a fire? I love giving opportunity to people.
Well,
but
maybe this is why this is our last podcast.
Maybe one dancer who wasn't burned.
Yeah. I was on a gummy after a very clean month of not taking gummies, and I forgot a lot of it.
You want to run through a little bit of our food spread?
Yeah, we crushed it. I was really happy. Mm-hmm. I'm still fighting back from it.
We had two other folks here.
Yeah, we made an oath to each other. And I know we sound like whatever that SNL skit say this?
But we did not go. We don't go anywhere. That's it. Yeah. Like, people will ask, what's going on in California? It's like, I have not been in a business with my mat. Like, I haven't been out to eat in months. Yeah.
I don't even go to my office where new company.
We are
one
in
other
our house.
Person. Yeah.
We had a lovely group of people that we used to see. We do not see them anymore. Like, our pod is now CJ and me. So
we did have a couple who don't have kids, also same story as us. And we were like, we need each other. We've been following the playoffs with them via text. And we really just brought it in terms of food. And we had a great time together. Oof. So, all right, food recap.
Okay, he made ribs that were like meaty, good.
He just brought the KC barbecue.
Dry rub spread. And then homemade sauce that we have sitting in front of us right now. Mm-hmm. Delicious ribs, like truly tender, juicy, meaty. Smoked chicken wings, mm-hmm. and then also tri-tip he made, all with the dry rub on it. And then he made his famous macaroni and cheese. It is like creamy. It had caramelized onions and blue cheese on the top.
Which I didn't know I'd love, but
it was so good.
Whatever that recipe, if he came up with it, or if you can find a blue cheese mac and cheese recipe, highly suggest it.
And then CJ was dead set on us getting the Pizza Hut Detroit style.
Yeah.
First, you couldn't find it. Then you Googled.
I looked up on Twitter and just found like a tweet from like a week ago with 2 likes.
It was in a special section. So
under deals.
Detroit style Pizza Hut pizza, 1 cheese stuffed crust. That's what I started eating when I was pretty drunk, you know? And then the Pizza Hut buffalo wings were
really good now. It's kind of like how, surprisingly, when Domino's rebooted and with like their new crust and new sauce and all that, and you're like, holy crap, this used to be terrible. What this is a new thing.
I recommended them to my parents who are from Buffalo, Niagara Falls. People don't know that Niagara Falls and Buffalo are like the same, but they are. Well, I guess we do have Buffalo listeners, so they know. I recommended them to them.
Yeah.
And my grandfather ate Anchor Bar chicken wings before he had open heart surgery. Okay, like we take chicken wing. And
why not?
He's no longer with us.
They're going in there.
So, like,
they're cleaning that out.
This shit's important to us. And then I made a trio of dips, guacamole, salsa, and then queso fundido.
Yeah.
Which is, oh, so good. Oh my gosh. Also, the lemon bars that brought.
And then I brought my trash accessories, peanut butter, M&Ms, gummy worms, Take Fives, which were a hit.
Mm-hmm. Oreos.
Oreos, yeah. Anyways, that's not sports talk, but we had a nice time. We hope you guys did as well. The game wasn't great. Tom Brady won another one. We don't need to spend, you know, if you've listened to the pod, you know we're not big Tom Brady fans. I do respect him.
He is the GOAT. He's the GOAT.
I also, here's the thing. I thought he was the GOAT, like, before. I was like, if he wins, he's the GOAT. But then someone very easily convinced me to think about it a little bit more because they were like, Michael Jordan and Kobe are like, and Muhammad Ali, they had to play the entire game. They had to play offense and defense. Tom Brady?
I see what you're saying, but quarterback is very much considered by everyone the most important position in sports.
But I would agree with that, but we've seen Peyton Manning win one that everyone would admit a decent quarterback would have won a Super Bowl on that team.
Okay. All right.
No, I know.
I don't know why you had to bring him up. I just feel like there's other losers instead of him. He did make the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
I'm very happy. CJ did not allow me to watch it.
What do you mean?
We were watching Spider-Man. I'm a Marvel head now. All I do is watch Marvel.
No, you just watch WandaVision, which is the most, like, you know, general, like, you can dip right, you can go right into that.
Oh, okay.
All right. Maybe it's a good thing that we had the GOAT structure, because we've just covered 18 topics in the last six minutes.
Yeah. Do you think you have ADD?
Yeah, some of it's, like, self-proclaimed.
Oh.
Self-diagnosed. It's proclaimed.
Yeah.
Self-diagnosed, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, maybe. Do you?
Oh, yeah, I've been diagnosed.
Oh, wow.
By, a doctor.
Okay.
And
what else would you be diagnosed by?
What you just said.
Oh, yourself? Gotcha.
Yes. So, I think I have ADD and ADHD.
Mm-hmm.
I truly cannot remember the difference. I may have one or the other. They make you take like a little test, you know? And so, and I didn't get diagnosed until I was 18.
Yeah.
It just kind of slipped through the cracks. They said that like my overcompensation was to like be very good in school and to like answer a lot of questions. So, you know, that was like, I need to talk and I'm going crazy. So I would just like answer everything.
So are you taking medication?
No, I don't take any. I did take medication back then, but you have to like take this little like test. And one of my issues when I am writing by hand, which I almost never do, is I leave the last letter off of words a lot. And of course, if you can't even write a full word, then like your brain is on to the next.
That's good that you're a professional writer.
Well, no, I type. Well, yeah. The fun fact, if you're a professional writer, you do very little writing.
Yeah, it's more of like what's inside your brain that you're offering on the subject at hand.
I don't ever. If I'm typing at writing work, I'm tweeting and I'm texting. Mm. You're not supposed to be doing that. I mean, that's writing. CJ. Now,
is that all the news that we wanted to cover just before we get into?
I think so.
Okay.
But I was going to ask you this. We were not kidding. We are without guest because this is going to be the final episode. And it's been
really... We're at peace with it.
Fully at peace. Guys, it's a lot to... I don't want to say live with a person and do a part because we truly could have kept to go. It's just sometimes a man and a woman... meet.
Oh boy.
And then they decide, ugh, you're great. Mm-hmm. I'm great. We got to be great separately.
Yeah.
And that's fully not what you and I have done. We've decided to be mediocre together. Forever,
well, I was going to say, but we decided to be not famous together.
I don't know what that means. But the man in this metaphor, analogy,
is me.
No, is the podcast. We have decided to part ways with this love of ours.
Mm-hmm. Complicated love of ours.
It's not complicated for me.
Oh, wow.
But it's not complicated for me because I don't have to do anything. I just have to show up and be myself. You have to, oh boy, set up the equipment, be yourself, download.
Be myself is, yeah.
Well, that's what I said I had to do.
Oh, okay.
What do you think I meant?
I'm just like, I thought you were telling me to be I was the only one being myself on this podcast.
No, I'm being myself.
Gotcha.
But I'm saying you just have a lot more responsibility. So it was not complicated for me.
No, I mean, in the grand scheme of things, this was both the best and worst time to start our first like professional endeavor with each other.
Well, we had one other one, but Quibi passed.
Oh, boy. Don't talk about that. We said we'd never talk about
that. But now that it's gone.
We had one since then.
Our marriage outlasted Quibi. You remember when he said he didn't get it?
Yeah.
Well, guess what, bitch?
Who's he? We're saying here. His name.
We're here and you're not. So maybe the world didn't get you.
Yeah. Anyways, no, there's totally ups and downs to doing a sports podcast with your significant other who you've... trapped is like a harsh word and like... Not trapped, but like we work out of our homes. We wake up and we walk 2 feet to our job. We do competing Zoom rooms. There was a time during this whole thing where there were 3 podcasts happening at one time in our home, me and you inside the house, and then a friend who needed our garage. Like,
that's only 2.
Huh?
That's only 2 podcasts.
No, you were doing a podcast.
I was doing a podcast,
and our friend was doing a podcast in the garage.
Gotcha.
But, you know, and that is just, like, the one of the many, like, complications. And were those the deciding factors to us ending this podcast? No, actually.
I feel like you just keep talking, and I'm like, you can
Whoa. Well, no, I'm just saying that there was a lot of hurdles, but I regret none of it. And we had so many nice moments, and we're very grateful.
I would just also like it to be clear. I am never annoyed with CJ. I can always take more. I don't think we're trapped. I think we're lucky.
I said trapped is too harsh of a word.
I want to be with CJ all the time. This is just so the people in the comments know. Yeah, yeah. I want to be with CJ all the time. CJ sometimes needs a little break.
Yeah, I think.
And listen, I get it.
Yeah, that's all I'm asking is you get it. For the love of God, just get it.
I totally do not get it, and it makes me very upset.
Our frequent, and I don't know, we've talked about them so many times on this podcast because they are avid listeners and probably our biggest fans, your parents. And yeah, we just had a phone call earlier today where I just said, I said jokingly, I was like, yeah, you know what? I'll take a present being left alone. And your dad was like, amen, brother.
I would. And both of you left alone, my mom and I go, okay, yeah, see how you fare. You know what I say? We open this marriage.
And we know that.
We open this marriage. I'm not on the gold. Maybe I'm on the bronze. Maybe someone take my bronze ass.
No.
You? It's Switch in your office forever because that's what you want.
Switch in my office?
Yeah.
Nintendo Switch?
Yes.
I got a PS5 now.
Okay. Do you have any...
Let's do top three favorite moments of the podcast.
That's not the concept.
What?
The greatest.
Yeah, the greatest.
Top three greatest moments. Yeah, top three greatest.
Sorry, I didn't say the full sentence.
You said top three favorite.
That was the big problem I was doing.
Adjective.
That was the big problem I was having in the beginning of this podcast.
Yes.
I said favorite. Well, because the thing is, go back and listen to every episode. I am simply saying my favorite. Greatest coach, Tom Thibodeau. No, that's just a favorite coach of mine. So, you know what? Here are my favorite moments from the greatest podcast. Just adjust the
headphones. Oh, yeah, just adjust the headphones. But then the hat also be smashing my hair, so I got to push my hair out of my face. I'm talking. And I'm doing things, and I'm feeling things.
All right, 2 minutes out.
And I'm happy to be
starting this puppy on time.
Here with my baby, CJ, you're my baby. And I'll be keeping time.
All right, you go first.
Gosh, I really love when we got to go to that office.
Yeah,
I thought
office
that was
nice.
Really fun.
People wrestling?
Yeah, I'm very confused by the decorum that happens in a studio.
Megan flipped out on me on our first... We used to go into the... As everyone... We would go to physical locations to work, and we would record episodes. We went to the iHeart studio in Hollywood, which I'm now, like, kind of miss. Like, it felt, like, fun that we... You know, you grow up, or you, as a kid, you're like, I'm going to work in Hollywood, but...
I don't know. Are you hearing that like beeping outside?
I'm hearing a lot of noises. Yeah. Like, is that dog? Is the dog?
The dog. It's like, I don't know. You referenced it.
Yeah.
Like, which I think, as long as you.
It just seems strange to be like, you can hear a dog. Like,
that's okay.
Listen, you guys have dogs, but like, you're recording. Yeah. If it was just like, you know, we're trading stocks, but like,
I don't know. The dog staple is like, I hear dogs in every podcast now. Yeah.
My office was right. I had two offices right around the corner from it, and there was this smoothie place that's so good.
Yeah.
I don't
peanut
think
butter,
that,
banana.
I don't know if
coffee.
I don't know if they're gonna make it. If they're making it, it's
well, you're trying to make it
liquid or something. It has a bad name. I just don't know if they're.
Please
gonna...
open back up because Megan has been trying to make those no. smoothies, and they are bad.
No, they're not bad. They're just not what they used to be. But I just loved those in-person episodes we got to have. Anthony, Lisa,
Anthony Jelznick, our first
Josiah.
Guest. No, we got to see
Jen,
old friends
Aaron,
in person.
Clark. It was just really fun. And, oh, I just always love when you have to have like a barrier of professionalism between you hanging out with a friend. It was fully us hanging out, but there was a sound man who reminded us of our friend Cameron Gillette, who had to sit in there and like deal with three people, you know, talking about Chicago too much.
And then, yeah, we'd run into other comedians we knew and hosts on the network, and that was nice too. It's just,
there
it's
were
just our
snacks.
Old life.
So my number three greatest is getting to be with people in person.
That's very nice. Okay, my number three, your parents listening. Hi, guys.
Hi, guys. Are we on mute? No, we're not on mute.
No, can you hear us okay?
Yeah.
your parents listening was very, very nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it was definitely a confidence booster.
What?
Well, no, just being like, you know.
Like they like were you happy they liked you as a son or as a podcast host? Wow, okay. Have you guys ever been on a podcast before?
I've been in a lineup at the police station. Is that kind of the same?
Boy.
That's kind of, yeah.
You know, CJ and I did have a conversation beforehand that we really hope you doing this podcast does not get you canceled, Dad.
We're going to do our best to cut everything out, but you have to give us some good stuff.
I'm not going to talk about sensitive body parts or bodily functions the way you do, little Missy. Don't make me come out there.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, that's why we had you on, so we can get Megan to
clean up my act.
Yeah, clean up her act.
Now, Dad, do you even know how to find a podcast?
Yes, I've got the greatest on my phone.
Have you listened to any other podcast than this one?
Bob and Tom.
They have a podcast?
Is it a podcast or that's the radio show?
That's a radio.
That's a show.
Are you talking about running into Bob and Tom downtown? And I loved when your parents would compliment me on pics.
Aww.
Or like, you know, they learned about me through the podcast, and that's very nice. And they would like walk, and it was like, that's such a nice life that they're going out and walking and listening to the podcast. And
not with headphones, just playing it full volume from my mom's cell phone. Yeah. But my mom says, no, when people come by, we pause it.
No, you're allowed to do that in the suburbs. That's the life of the
I
suburbs.
Know, it's just funny.
Very nice.
I do think this podcast has really helped, like, I don't think they would mind me saying this, has helped them and has helped me personally. And I do think, I hope some other people listening too through the pandemic.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Like, I listen to PTI every day when I'm cooking. Like, there's just things that are like touchstones. And even when everything has been chaotic, it's something nice. So I know I have those podcasts, and doing this one has been that for me. But I would like love if that had been that for anyone in addition to my parents.
Yeah,
I'm happy they added too.
You know what? I would rate you every single time. I just don't know how to find the blasted
we'll
thing.
Figure
so
it out.
Oh, okay. Well, this is usually when we do our plugs.
But
for,
we can walk people through how to
content
review.
People are going on. Dad, what would you like to plug?
I front the classic rock band Knucklehead, and we are performing July 4th at the Black Hawk Winery.
Okay, and is that outside?
It's outside.
All right. Well, I don't know about that. We'll see. Maybe we'll have a discussion off air about whether that's the smartest decision.
Is that your number two?
I mean, that was just sort of a speech.
What's your number two?
But I'd like for it to be my number two.
Okay.
It helped. It was lovely to see people on Zoom. Even, you know, I know my number three was getting to see people in person, but just to like catch up with friends. And after it, we would always say, that was so fun. I'm so happy we got to see so-and-so. And, you know, then we would start texting with people more and more because we had been like talking about stuff. So it was a way to stay connected. And now I'm second guessing whether we should end it. Okay, what's your number two?
So that was your number two.
Well, that was
getting to see people.
First of all, the speech was not, but then it did lead me into my point, which was my number two.
All right, my number two favorite moment from the greatest was that was the lost episode with UTK Utkarsh, my buddy, which really was a test of like, oh boy. So yeah,
when that hurt you.
That was really, that was a real big bummer. And I was like, I'm a failure.
It
still haunts me.
I've done so many podcasts with Joe Kilgallen, and I would say a third of them are lost. So I lost a podcast.
We had gotten
before.
My friend UTK, or Utkarsh, which people may know as he was Mindy Kaling's brother in the Mindy Project. He's been in movies and stuff.
He rapped at the Oscars.
It was like a week after rapping at the Oscars. And he is my friend. And I played basketball with him before the pandemic.
And he was about to have a baby.
And he's like, dude,
another kid. Was like in his closet.
And we did best uniforms or best jerseys, which is the perfect. That's like why we're friends, because we would play basketball together and like we'd have different jerseys on and stuff. And I was like, oh, this is like, you know, we're trying to bring semi-famous or like, you know, big guests. And I was like, this would be a great guest during the pandemic. It was our first time recording external guest outside of our home during quarantine. And I completely did not hit record. And so that was a real big bummer.
But
it made me really buckle down and know how to learn this.
I felt so bad for you. You were like really beating yourself up. And I truly, when you said it, I go, that's okay. Like, it does happen. It's so terrible, but you cannot like live in it. But
well,
I say that as the person that doesn't have to like.
Yeah.
But you know.
And so now every 3 seconds I'm staring at this red button on the podcast equipment.
Well, you'll be free from that.
Well, no, there's going to be other ventures out there, which, yeah, that you can. I'm on someone else's podcast every day. So are you. You have regular podcasts. So people listening, you will be able to find us elsewhere.
It's like you're verbally talking yourself off of a ledge.
Yeah, I really am. No.
So my number one moment, my number one favorite greatest moment is what you said. My number one greatest moment was, I mean, what do you think it was?
What, getting to do the podcast with each other?
I was going to say.
I have a funny one.
I was going to say talking to Reggie Miller. We are back with one of the greatest to ever play, my favorite NBA player of all time, wearing a shirt right now, Reggie Miller.
Well, you guys do know that we are forever linked.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Right? Because, BJ, you got down on bended knee in front of the mural, Reggie mural
in
we're forever linked. I know I wasn't like, I didn't get the invite to the wedding, but I felt I was there.
You were there. Oh, my gosh.
You were there, absolutely. I'm so honored that you remember our engagement.
When I saw it, it brought tears to my eyes. You guys have me tearing up right now. You guys, just thinking about it. No, it's awesome. It's just awesome to be a part. You guys are fantastic.
Thank you so much.
Your work. You guys are both so funny and talented. So I'm actually, you know, you're saying that you guys are honored. I'm honored to actually be on this podcast with you too.
Oh, yeah. That was awesome.
When he came on, and that's when we used to do it. That was at our old office in the laundry room.
Yeah, our old studio.
That's where we did the Lost UTK episode. We did it back there, and, you know, we had a time frame. We, like, took that one seriously.
Yeah.
Really seriously.
We prepared. I had printouts of...
We did, like, practice phone calls in... And then he just couldn't have been lovelier. He's so nice. And, oh, my gosh. Even him just saying, like, we're forever connected.
Yeah.
Listen, times have been bleak and stuck in this house sometimes. And it was, like, a real, like, ooh, I talked about it for weeks, you know? Oh, I miss you, Reggie.
Yeah, that was awesome. Because, yeah, it was, like, we got engaged in front of the mural. You grew up loving him. I mean, so did I. And... yeah, it really felt like the top of the mountain of our experiences with Reggie Miller.
I think there's more for us to do with
him. Wow. Okay, wait. So I have one I wanted to tell everyone.
I have an
honorable mention, and it's just the recap of the places that this podcast has happened.
He's down here. Oh, what is happening? Are you being chased by a bug?
Yeah, there's like a bug. It's
my bug. Oh my God. I thought there was a ghost we couldn't see, you know? Like, this is how you go out.
So the Hollywood studio.
Mm-hmm. Our den.
Our den.
We had to move out of because
of the
our neighbors.
No, yeah, neighbor, just like external. Like,
we have a neighbor who revs his multiple motorcycles every single day.
Yeah.
He does not drive them. We're back in the laundry room.
We experimented with our other podcast studios within the house. We tried my office. I think all of my memorabilia threw you off. No?
No, I liked it in there a lot.
Okay.
We tried the room that just has a liquor cart and the Peloton. But
that was the first.
We have a neighbor
weeks.
Who decides to rev 7 motorcycles all
Never
the time.
Never rides them. Just likes to rev them.
I hate him so much. He's my number one quarantine enemy. But
it'd be great if we found out he listened.
This is not my first neighbor that I've had that just revs something but doesn't take it out.
Ben, if you're listening, we're mad at you.
Well, Ben, you know what you've done.
Yeah.
You've done some other things. Okay. Stop. Ben. So we did have to move out of the den.
So den, that's second. Here, keep count of this. So den, laundry room.
We are in our new quarantine podcast studio.
Right next to our washing machines.
That is our laundry room. I am coming to you smashed between our back door and our dryer. So
we
I'm
had to move
good.
Due to construction next door, but
a man with a ponytail moved in next door. And I
That's
don't,
all you need to know.
I don't feel good about it. That's all. It's blonde and it's long.
Dining.
What ended up happening with the laundry room?
Just so much stuff back
and,
there.
And guys, I know when you hear us name these multiple rooms in our house, these are not big. These are not nice. These are not decorated. Yeah. They could be nice.
It's real free for
our laundry room just has like a pile of CJ's jackets. There's loose detergent.
There's projector stands.
We were doing it right next to our trash cans and recycling. And it was not. Laundry room to me, I'm picturing Judd Apatow's house. And this was not that.
Yeah. So that's three locations. The fourth location was
outside.
Outside?
In the backyard. Yes.
Oh, yeah. We did one outside. So that's four. The living room.
No, we did Lisa and Kara outside.
Oh, yeah. That's true. I'm trying to think what else. I'm joined here with my wife.
Oh, Forrest. Hi.
Megan Gailey. Megan, how are you doing?
I'm good. We're laying down in bed.
I'm sitting up.
Oh, well, I'm fully reclined as if something has happened to me. Like I've been in an accident and this is the only way that I can do the podcast. Did we ever do the garage?
The garage. No, we didn't.
Okay.
We've done other podcasts. Other podcasts are in our garage.
Okay. We have done in this room we sit right now.
So that's what, 6 or 7?
We're at 6. I lost count.
Yeah.
So this is our quote unquote dining room. Again, a table our landlord gave us, 2 paintings by my grandma's. It's a good room though. I like it.
But just podcast equipment always on our dining
loose
room table.
Things, Rex Grossman's candles, Pizza Hut dipping sauces, a hodgepodge.
Yeah, there really is.
A hodgepodge of a room.
Does this stuff expire?
I don't know.
We'll throw it in the fridge.
We have a lot of it. Your old office.
Oh, yeah. My old office. And then we swapped offices.
And now we've also done it in your new office.
Yeah, which I thought was a really cool setup.
Did we ever have to do it? I did have to go home for 1 week.
No, we just skipped that week.
Okay, we skipped that one. I needed a personal week. So that is 8 places.
Yeah. So that's a little recap of that. I guess so my number one is Megan's reaction to the first artwork. for our podcast. She was just mortified. And, you know, honestly, and I work with artists for a living. I have to give notes and like, yeah, they don't know who we are, but the liberty that they took and the reaction it's way better now. But like that first one, Megan like called me and was like upset. they made me skinnier and like gave me a really defined jaw. And I was like, I love it.
And what did I look like?
I don't know.
Jay Leno.
Yeah, you look like Jay Leno.
And listen, I have lots of flaws. I have big teeth. I have hair on my nipples. There's a lot of material. I have delicate facial features, though. I have a very small nose and a very small chin. And they drew me with an Adam's apple and Jay Leno's face.
We got rid of it. We cleaned it up.
And I just said, can you make me look like a woman?
Wow.
And they said, we'll do our best. I don't remember my reaction, but I think maybe
I was just like, I will handle it.
I think I was hurt.
Yeah.
More than
I had
angry.
I had to reassure you that you did not look like that.
When you saw it, did you think that doesn't look like her? Or you only looked at yourself and you were skinny.
Yeah, I think that's it. And I was like, can you make sure I'm wearing the Jordan 1s and like have a cool jacket?
And I just was like, I just
don't look like that.
I just want to have a defined face.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So yeah, those are my favorite greatest moments.
Great.
But yeah, so I mean, we're, again, we're very, very thankful for all of our listeners. And like, we do have regular fans who are just like,
Bills Mafia.
Thank you for talking about the Bills and like people tweeting us about.
People send me amazing DMs. I was on the brink of making a greatest email address, but I would say, please keep tweeting at us. We love corresponding with you. Well, I love it. CJ doesn't need attention as much as I do, what? But I love corresponding. If you have topics and you want to just tweet them at us, we'll give it our best shot. We really are going to miss the podcast dearly. It just felt like the right time for us to sort of focus on some other things, but that doesn't mean we're happy.
No, but just honestly follow Megan and myself on social media, and there'll be podcasts for you to listen to, and yeah, maybe there'll be a new idea that Megan and I team up on, you know. Just we'll talk to our representation.
So usually when people say that means there's something actually in the works, and that is not the case.
There's nothing in the works. I have some ideas, but
CJ has some ideas. I'm not a part of them, and that's okay. I have a new podcast coming out with the Lifetime Network, and it's coming out the first week of March. And if you don't like Lifetime movies, you really don't have to watch them. I'm co-hosting it with Naomi Ekperigin, who is truly like one of my favorite comedians, like just hilarious. She's Blackdress on Instagram, and CJ is holding up his Thanos bottle opener, so I think that's
an infinity gauntlet.
That's the light for me. But then still on Hysteria. I mean, I'm just trying to give you other podcast mediums. Listen, I do Zoom shows. I'm a real beggar of attention.
There are ways to catch Megan Gailey.
I'm doing the lowest of the low things. Stop. That open micers have said I won't do this.
No.
I am there virtually. So yeah, thank you so much. I'm at Megan Gailey on Twitter. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Oh.
You can give your speech. I've given a lot of speeches.
Yeah, this whole thing has been a speech. So I'll just say I'm at CJ Toledano. I haven't had a regular podcast until this one, I don't think. I think I maybe had a few other attempts. So this is my longest running podcast. But the thing is, I have realized that some people do enjoy hearing my thoughts and my jokes and whatever. So I'll figure out a podcast. I'll show you, Megan.
And I think too, you can just bring the cartoon from this one to whatever your new
that's true.
Idea that I'm not a part
and
of
guess
and
what?
Say, this is me.
And I'm on week 6 of my little diet and exercise, and I might actually look like the cartoon in about a year.
Listen, I'm on week 6 of not being on that diet with CJ, and I might look like Jay Leno in a year.
Yeah, I have a new company, Follow Through, and you've probably seen some videos that we're doing, but we're going to do more for other places, stuff for TNT, stuff for Bleacher Report. And yeah, just follow me at CJ Toledano. You'll see all of my projects, and I'll be able to annoy you in some way or another. But yeah, we're really happy that we got to do this. And yeah, I really feel like our relationship has grown.
Oh, wow. Thank you guys so much for listening. CJ, I love you.
I love you too.
You guys are great. As always, wear a mask and be safe. Black Lives Matter.
And also, our political beliefs don't always align with the ads ran on our episodes.
Once there was a Newt Gingrich. We gotta thank Kurt. See, this is...
Oh, yes.
Oh, my God.
Thank
this is
Kurt
like a bad
Sean.
Best man speech.
Yeah.
Kurt, producer extraordinaire.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. The nicest emails, the most prompt replies. We're going to meet up. We've never met you, but we're going to. Mm-hmm. Sean, we've met you once, and you are incredible, too.
Yeah. Very nice people over at iHeart who, we are very thankful for that they even thought of us and then also gave us a chance. So,
David, who went to IU, I like you, too, dog.
Mm-hmm.
I have fun corresponding with you on Twitter.
All the iHeart people.
But not Newt Gingrich. Everyone but Newt. Got it? Okay. Wow.
That's it. I'm going to hit record for the very last time on this podcast.
You hit stop.
stop.
I know that.
But it's the same thing. But thank you guys so much. Stay safe, stay healthy, and we'll talk to you on something else soon.
Talk to you soon. The Greatest is a production of iHeartRadio.
For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.